Tracy Wilson Mourning, wife of NBA Hall of Famer Alonzo Mourning, is a real NBA housewife, doing some great things for young girls through inspiration, mentoring, and motivation. The founder of Honey Shine Incorporated, the mentoring program for girls. How are you doing this morning, Tracy?
I'm well, Skip. How are you?
I'm doing great. I just got one question for you.
Yes.
If I'm shiny and I like honey, and I am shiny and I like honey, does that count?
Well, it counts that you can support the program.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is the main focus of Honey Shine Incorporated?
Well, Honey Shine is a mentoring program for girls ages 8 to 18. Our girls come from all over the community, a lot of at-risk areas, and it's about exposure to different things, you know, encouraging young girls to shine as women. For me, all it took was someone taking me outside of my neighborhood that one time that changed my life and opened my eyes up to see something else. So That's what it's about. We started 14 years ago, and, you know, now we're in other cities. We're in Dallas now in a school there, two schools in L.A. We have after-school programming camps. So it's just about encouraging young girls to shine as women.
Now, what are some of the activities that the girls participate in?
Well, we have STEM, robotics, self-esteem, a lot of self-esteem work that we do, health and beauty, higher education. We take college tours. The financial literacy is a big part of it. So they do all kinds of things. So it's just about a holistic approach to nurturing our young girls, because I really feel that there's an attack that has been taking place for quite some time on our young people, especially our young women of color, and we're passing it off as entertainment, so it's been okay. But, you know, not on my watch, I don't feel that it's okay.
Tracy, how do you all tackle self-esteem? Because it seems like for so many girls, no matter where they come from, how successful their parents are, how good they are in school, no matter what, a lot of girls have problems with self-esteem.
Yeah, a lot of girls and a lot of women. We need to work on Honey Shine for women. But, you know, it's just about what they see, you know, the images they see. Being surrounded by women who have made it through, who have gone through similar situations that they have, and they see that you come out on the other side, you know. And self-esteem, we can work all day long, but it has to come from within, hence the name itself, self-esteem. But we help to give them the tools to recognize, to hold up that mirror to themselves, to see that they are worthy, you know, that they are capable, that they are something special and someone special, and they're here to do something great in some way, shape, or form.
With the honey bugs, what ages are we talking about here?
So our girls are ages 8 to 18, and we have girls that are in college now, and they come back and work with the program as well. So once you're a honey bug, you're always a honey bug. But the program itself, our girls are ages 8 to 18.
Okay. And how does a young lady become a honey bug?
Well, you can just sign up. Right now in Miami, we have about 200 girls here. And we're in different schools. Like I said, in L.A., we're in two schools. In Dallas, we're in two schools. So we're working on expansion now. And what has helped us here in South Florida is our volunteers, our individuals that can help support us in other locations, other cities. I meet women all the time who want to give back and serve. So our goal is to expand Honey Shine and to be global.
Okay. Do you want to make mention of your annual Hats Off Luncheon?
Mm-hmm. Our annual Hats Off Luncheon is tomorrow. And we've been doing this 14 years. We started with maybe 40 individuals coming out. Now we have over 600. And it's about our girls. We have a honeybug showcase, and it's our biggest fundraiser for our summer camp.
That is very good. And I'm telling you, Tracy, you're to be commended, building character and developing these young ladies and giving them a positive self-image. That is awesome. I bet your hubby Zoe's kind of walking around with a big smile on his face today after the Heat's victory yesterday, huh?
Yeah, he was a little lighter when he walked in the house yesterday. So, yeah.
Well, thank you so much for spending time with us, and we'll make sure our audience gets involved.
Thank you, Tracy, for all that you do.
Thank you, Miss Jackie, and feel better. And you can go to honeyshine.org for more information.
Honeyshine.org.
Thank you so much.